This is the Sakar Moli of 14th of May 2026. Essence: sweet children, just as Baba is the ocean of love, and no one in the world can love you as much as he does, so you children also have to become the same as the Father. Don't upset anyone. Question: with which type of thoughts can you keep the mercury of your happiness high? Answer: 1. We are now filling our aprons with the jewels of this knowledge, and then all of those mines will become full. There in the golden age we will build golden palaces. 2. This Brahmin clan of ours is the most elevated. We are listening to the true story of the true Narayan, the story of immortality, and we then relate it to others. If you continue to have such thoughts, the mercury of your happiness will remain high. Om Shanti. You children are sitting in remembrance of the Father. You receive this Srimat, that is, these most elevated directions. The pilgrimage of remembrance is very sweet. You children understand number-wise, according to the efforts you make, that the more you remember the Father, the sweeter you will find him, because he is the saccharine. Only that one Father loves you, whereas all the rest beat you. All over the whole world, people continue to reject one another. The Father loves you, for only you children know him. The Father says, whatever I am, however I am so great. Tell me, how great is your Father? You say that he is just a point, and that no one knows him. You children also repeatedly forget him. You say that on the path of devotion, you used to worship big images. Now how can we remember a point? Only a point would remember a point. You souls know that we are points, and that our Father is the same. A soul becomes a president, or a soul becomes a servant. So it is souls who play a part. The Father is the sweetest of all. Everyone remembers him. O purifier, remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness, come. You children now have the faith that the one whom you call a point is very subtle, but that his praise is so great. Although people sing praise of him, being the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace, they don't understand how he comes and gives happiness. Each of you sweetest children can understand who follows Srimat and to what extent. You receive Srimat to do service. Many people are ill and diseased. There are many who are healthy. You people of Bharat know that everyone in the Golden Age has an average lifespan of 125 to 150 years. They all live life in full. This is a completely dirty world, and it will only last for a short time longer. Even now people continue to build huge pilgrim rest houses, dharamshalas. They don't know for how much longer this world will continue. They spend hundreds of thousands of rupees on building temples. How much longer will they remain? You know that they are about to be demolished. Baba never forbids you to build buildings, etc. You can open a hospital cum university in one of the rooms of your own home. You can receive health, wealth, and happiness for 21 births, through this knowledge, without any expense. It has also been explained to you that you receive a lot of happiness. When you become tamopradhan, you experience more sorrow. The more tamopradhan people become, the more peacelessness and sorrow will increase in the world. People will experience a lot of sorrow, and there will then be cries of victory. Later you children will see in a practical way the destruction that you have seen in divine visions. Many have also had visions of establishment. Little daughters used to have many visions. They didn't have any of this knowledge at all. This old world is definitely going to be destroyed. You children know that only the Father comes and gives you your inheritance of heaven. However, you children then need to make effort to claim a high status. The Father sits here and explains all of these things to you children. Those people don't know that only a short time now remains. The Father says, I am the bestower, and I have come to bestow on you. People say, Purifier, come, come and purify us. The Father says, At first you were so sensible and satopradhan. You have now become tamopradhan. It has now entered your intellects that you used to rule the world. Previously you didn't know that you were the masters of the world. You will definitely become that again. History and geography will repeat. The Father has explained that he came 5,000 years ago and made you into the masters of heaven, and that you then came down the ladder of 84 births. These details are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. Has Shiv Baba studied any scriptures? He is called the authority of knowledge. Those people study scriptures and become authorities of the scriptures. They sing, O Purifier, come. They go to bathe in the Ganges. In fact, that devotion is for householders. The Father sits here and explains to you that they don't know who the bestower of salvation is. The Father explains, You call out to me, O Purifier, come. I purify you. I come here to teach you. It isn't that you have to ask for blessings or mercy. I am the teacher. Why do you ask for mercy or blessings? You have been receiving blessings for many births. Now come and become the masters of the property of the mother and father. What other blessings could you receive? As soon as a child is born, he becomes a master of his father's property. Would you ask your physical father to have mercy? Here it is not a question of mercy. You just have to remember the Father. No one knows that the Father is a point. The Father has now told you this. Everyone calls out, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, God, the Father. Therefore he is the Supreme Soul. He is the Supreme. All the rest are souls. The Supreme Father comes and makes you equal to himself. There is nothing else. Would it be in anyone's intellect that the unlimited Father, who is the creator of heaven, has come to make you into the masters of heaven? You now understand why Sri Krishna is shown holding a globe of heaven. A person's lifespan begins the moment he comes out of his mother's womb as a baby. Sri Krishna takes the full 84 births. His 84 births are counted from the moment he comes out of the womb. It takes them 30 to 35 years to become Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, those 30 to 35 years have to be deducted from 5,000 years. You cannot calculate anything for Shiv Baba. There is no time given for the moment Shiv Baba came. From the beginning, there have been visions. A Muslim too used to see gardens, etc. No one had done that intense devotion. They would go into trance on their own accord while just sitting at home. Other people do so much intense devotion. The father sits here and personally explains to you. You children know that Baba has come from the faraway land. He enters this one and teaches us. However, when you go outside, your intoxication reduces. If you were to remember these things, the mercury of your happiness would remain high and you would also reach your karmatit stage. However, that takes time. Now look, the Sri Krishna soul had this full knowledge in his last birth. Then when he comes out of the womb, he wouldn't have even a pennyworth of knowledge. The father comes and explains to you that Sri Krishna didn't play a flute. He didn't have this knowledge. If the masters of the world, Lakshmi and Narayan, don't have knowledge, how could the sages, holy men and sannyasis, etc., have this knowledge? They show him coming, floating on a peepal leaf in the ocean, and doing this and that. All of those things are just tall stories that they have written. When he put his foot in the river Ganges, the Ganges went down below. Just think about the things people make up with their imagination. The father now explains, don't believe any wrong things that people say. So many people study the scriptures, etc. The father says, forget everything you have studied. Even forget those bodies of yours. A soul sheds a body and takes another to play his part with a different name, form, land and costume. The father says, this is a dirty costume. Both the soul and the body are impure. The soul is said to be ugly and beautiful. When the soul was pure, it was beautiful. Then, by sitting on the pyre of lust, it became ugly. It is now being made to sit on the pyre of this knowledge by the Father. The purifier Father says, remember me and the alloy will be removed. Alloy is mixed in the soul. At the end of the Iron Age, you are poor. Then in the Golden Age, you will build golden palaces. It is a wonder how much value diamonds have here. There they are like stones. You are now filling your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge from the Father. It is written that platefuls of jewels were brought out of the ocean. Take as many as you want from the ocean. Even the mines become full. You have had visions. They show a play about Maya, the genie. He saw bricks of gold lying there in the subtle region and thought he would bring some back with him. However, when he came down, there was nothing there. There you will build palaces with gold bricks. Have thoughts like this so that your mercury of happiness rises. Give the father's introduction. No one knows that Shiv Baba also came 5,000 years ago. You know that he came 5,000 years ago and taught you Raja Yoga. Every cycle he only teaches you alone. Those who come and become Brahmins will then become deities. They create a variety form image. they have made the top knot of the Brahmins disappear from that. The Brahmin clan is remembered as the most elevated clan. However, they are physical Brahmins, whereas you are spiritual. You relate the true story. This is the story of the true Narayan, the story of immortality. Baba is telling you the story of immortality and making you immortal. This land of death is to be destroyed. Shiv Baba says, I have come to take you back. There will be so many souls. When souls return home, there is no sound there. When there is a swarm of bees, they make so much noise. All the bees fly behind the queen bee. There is such great unity among them. The example of the buzzing moth is also taken from here. You change human beings into deities. You buzz this knowledge to impure ones, and they become the masters of the pure world. Yours is the family path, and in this too the majority is of mothers. Therefore it is said, salutations to the mothers. A Brahma Kumari is one who enables others to receive the inheritance for 21 births from the father. The father gives the inheritance of constant happiness. Those who do service and study well will become the masters. Is it better to become a king or a servant? At the end you will come to know everything about what you are to become. There will then be repentance. Why did I not follow Srimat? The father says, follow Srimat. You should not accept a room from someone who offers it for you to open a centre, but who at the same time continues to eat meat, etc. One would be a charitable soul, whereas the other would be a sinful soul. Therefore that place would not become an ashram. If you are creating heaven in your home, you also have to be in heaven. Don't just rely on blessings. Remember the Father. He will purify you and take you back home with him. You should have a lot of happiness because you are winning such a big lottery. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be absolved. No one in the world can love you as much as the Father does. He is called the ocean of love. You also have to become like him. If you cause anyone sorrow or upset anyone, you will die in sorrow. Baba is not cursing you by saying this, but merely explaining to you. Give happiness and you will remain happy. Love everyone. Baba is also the ocean of love. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Don't trust any wrong things said by others. Forget whatever wrong things you have studied, and now practice becoming bodiless. 2. Don't just rely on blessings. Also make yourself pure. Follow the Father at every step. Never cause anyone sorrow. Don't upset anyone. Blessing. May you be completely faithful and break away from everyone else and connect yourself to the One on the basis of your having true love. You completely faithful children do not have anyone except the Father. The Father's task the Father's praise and the Father's knowledge in your thoughts and dreams. You have to belong to the one Father and none other. Let the love of your intellects be constantly connected to the one. You will then not be coloured by the company of many. So your first promise is, I will break away from everyone else and connect myself to only the one. To fulfil this promise means to be completely faithful. Slogan: the original stage of your truth will make you complete and perfect amidst adverse situations. Avyakt signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. By remembering that you are the children of the Highest on High Father, your stage will remain constant and stable. When you have all relationships with the One, your stage will also be Ekras, constant and stable. If the string of relationship is pulled towards someone else, you will not have a constant and stable stage. So in order to make your stage constant and stable, do not look at anyone except the One. Om Shanti.